All right, guys, we're going to start off this week's top five by going over what you voted on for last week, because obviously if I don't put it at the beginning of this thing, I'm going to completely forget to talk about it at all. So Ghostbusters had 0% of your vote. So everyone was really hating on Ghostbusters. I'm not sure why, but it got 0%. I Put a Spell on You had 15% of the vote. People Are Strange by the Doors had 8% of the vote. Monster Mash had 8% of the vote. And your guys' all-time favorite from last week was Thriller by Michael Jackson, which leads me into this week's topic for the top five. We're going to do Michael Jackson number one hit. So this is only tracks that Michael Jackson had at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. So if you're like a very big Michael Jackson fan and you get mad at the songs that I put on this list, don't be mad at me. Be mad at the Billboard Hot 100, okay? So we're going to go right into it. Coming in at number five, we have Rock With You by, of course, Michael Jackson.
Girl, close your eyes. Let that rhythm get into you. Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your mind.
Song like more recently, you'd be right, because just like a lot of songs from the past, TikTok has grabbed a hold of this one as well. And my God, do I have some opinions on TikTok taking these classic songs and turning them into like a Gen Z trend. But you know what? Let me stop myself before I start sounding like some incredibly bitter old person, because honestly, it isn't all that bad. I mean, look what TikTok did for Kate Bush. But we're going to talk about some facts on this song real quick. Rock With You was written by Rod Temperton and produced by Quincy Jones. It was first offered to Karen Carpenter, but she turned it down. It was released on November 3rd of 1979 by Epic Records as the second single from Jackson's fifth solo studio album. Why did I say fifth like that? It really like got super... Anyways, I'm going to keep going. His fifth solo studio album, Off the Wall. It was also the third number one hit of the 1980s, a decade in which the pop singles chart would quickly be dominated by Jackson. It was re-released as a single on February 27th of 2006 as part of the Visionary The Video Singles box set. In 2021, Rolling Stone placed it at number 354 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So when I was placing these songs in their number slots, I don't do it from which song I like the least to which one I like the most. This time I went with the oldest to the newest. So this one was released in 1979, and the next one's going to be older than that. You'll see as we go on. I'm not going to explain it to you. You're all adults, I hope. Anyways, we're going on to number four. Coming in at number four, we have Beat It. Jackson and produced by Jackson and Quincy Jones. Jones encouraged Jackson to include a rock song on the album. Jackson later said, "I wanted to write a song, the type of song that I would buy if I were to buy a rock song. And I wanted the children to really enjoy it." The children as well as the college students. It includes a guitar solo from Eddie Van Halen, which is kind of cool. It was released on February 14th of 1983 as the album's third single. It peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, staying there for 3 weeks. It also charted at number one on the Billboard Hot Black Singles chart, and Billboard ranked the song number five for the year 1983. It received the 1984 Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance, which, I don't know, is kind of crazy in my opinion because, see, I wasn't alive in 1984, but I gotta believe there was some pushback about this, especially because Jackson was up against some pretty big names in rock music at the time. Billy Idol was one of them with his song Rebel Yell. So if you remember the 1984 Grammys and there was some pushback on this, or maybe the opposite, you should definitely leave a comment because I would love to see what you got to say about it. I'm sure I could Google it, but that's no fun. I want to see what you have to say about it. So we're moving on to number three, and this one isn't necessarily a Michael Jackson song, but it was on the Billboard Hot 100, and you know what? It has Michael Jackson in it, so that's good enough for me. It's a good song. I actually just heard it for the first time making this playlist, so I'm going to show it to you now. It's called Say, Say, Say by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. So this song was written and performed by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, released in October of 1983 as the lead single to McCartney's 1983 album Pipes of Peace. Produced by George Martin, the song was recorded during production of McCartney's 1982 Tug of War album, about a year before the release of The Girl Is Mine, the pair's first duet from Jackson's album Thriller. After its release in October of 1983, Say 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 became Jackson's seventh top 10 hit inside a year. It was a number one hit in the United States, Canada, Norway, Sweden, and several other countries. It reached number two in the United Kingdom and peaked within the top 10 in Australia, Austria, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and over 20 other nations. In 2013, Billboard magazine listed the song as the 41st biggest hit of all time on the Billboard Hot 100s chart. It has also been voted the 9th best collaboration of all time in a Rolling Stone readers poll. So if that's not reason enough to love this song, I guess I don't know what to tell you, but I really liked it. I can't believe it was like the first time I heard it making this playlist. I'm probably going to get some grief for that, but you know what? You learn eventually, right? It everybody at their own pace. Jesus, good Lord. Anyways, we're moving on to number two. Coming in at number two, we have Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got
you got it.
released February 6th of 1988 as the fourth single from Jackson's seventh solo album, Bad, released in 1987. Man in the Mirror topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks, becoming Jackson's 10th number one single on the chart, and was certified platinum 3 times by the RIAA. It was nominated for Record of the Year at the 31st Grammy Awards. The song peaked at number 21 in the UK singles chart upon release in 1988. But in 2009, following the news of Jackson's death, the song peaked at number 2. Keeping the gospel choir arrangement, the song was remixed for the soundtrack of Jackson's tribute tour, Immortal. The Man in the Mirror music video was directed, produced, and edited by Don Wilson. Don and Jackson developed the idea for the video, and it features a montage of clips of starving children in Africa, Adolf Hitler, Hitler's American relatives, George Lincoln Rockwell's American Nazi Party, the Ku Klux Klan, Martin Luther King Jr., the Kent State shootings, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, homeless people in the U.S., and so on. If you haven't seen the video, I mean, you really got to go look at it. I can't explain it to you. I mean, I tried to just then, but there you just have to watch it for yourself and form your own opinions on it. We're moving on to number one, because I guarantee you this is the most anticipated Michael Jackson song, maybe besides Thriller, but we've been there, done that. So we're moving on. Coming in at number one, we have Billie Jean.
Dance on the floor and around. People always told me
released by Epic Records on January 2nd of 1983 as the second single from Jackson's sixth studio album, Thriller. It was written and composed by Jackson and produced by Jackson and Quincy Jones. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, topped the Billboard Hot Black Singles chart within 3 weeks, and became Jackson's fastest rising number one single since ABC, which of course was recorded when he was still a member of the Jackson 5. Billboard ranked it as the number two song for 1983, and it's certified diamond by the RIAA. The song has sold over 14 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling singles of all time. It was also a number one hit in the UK, Canada, France, Switzerland, and Belgium, and reached the top 10 in many other countries. It was one of the best-selling singles of 1983, helping Thriller become the best-selling album of all time and became Jackson's best-selling solo single. Billie Jean was awarded honors, including two Grammy Awards and an American Music Award. In a list compiled by Rolling Stone and MTV in 2000, the song was ranked as the sixth greatest pop song since 1963. Rolling Stone placed it at number 58 on its list of the 100 greatest songs of all time in 2004, and at number 44 in its 2021 update of the list. The song was also included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll. Frequently listed in magazine polls of the best song ever made, Billie Jean was named the greatest dance record of all time by BBC Radio 2 listeners. But now I want to hear what you think about these songs, because obviously Billboard can rank them however they want to, but I want to know what you think of them. So feel free to leave your comments down below. If I missed a song that you really love, leave it down there as well. I would love to see them. I'm going to have it this week where you can vote on your favorite song from the top five. So please keep doing that. It's always really fun for me to go and look which songs you guys loved and which ones you didn't like so much. Again, quoting Ghostbusters, nobody liked that song last week. But anyways, you can leave me your song requests over on our website, drgnews.com. They'll go directly to me. Don't worry, nobody else gets to filter through them. And I want to thank you again for voting, for listening, for leaving me your song requests, all that good stuff. It's always really fun for me to go through and see what you guys are into, what you're listening to. And so, yeah, keep doing that. But on that note, I'll see you next week.